Hello everyone, my name's Anouk.
And my name is Laura.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Welcome! I hope everyone had great holidays and took this time to enjoy with friends and family, and that the start of the year is not too hard, hopefully. Today we're covering our experience of doing a bachelor's and a master's in the UK, and just comparing the two degrees. So bachelor and the master's has similarities but also differences, and that's why we're going to dive headfirst into the topic by first covering what is a bachelor degree.
Yeah, so a bachelor's degree is an undergraduate academic degree awarded by colleges and universities that lasts 3 to 4 years. So it can last 4 years if you're doing something like a year in industry or a year abroad. And there's also expectations with like specialized fields that are 4 years, but that's not what we did. We had a 3-year course, both of us, because we didn't do the year in industry or the traveling abroad. But we do have friends who did it and who absolutely loved it. And we're actually going to do an episode to dedicate it to both options later on.
But yeah, so a bachelor's degree covers a specific area of study. For example, we did a BA in communication and media, and it basically helps you to gain a sufficient knowledge in that particular subject to later find a job in the industry that interests you. So the two most common bachelor's degree are generally a BA, so a Bachelor of Arts, that's what we did, and a Bachelor of Science. So the two different categories just correspond to the field that your bachelor specializes in. For example, if you're doing a bachelor in engineering, that would be a BSc, so Bachelor of Science. But for us, it was a BA because it was, yeah, Bachelor of Arts, so Arts and Humanities.
So now if we look at kind of why you would do a bachelor's degree and also what it kind of looks like. So your bachelor degree, usually the content are more theoretical, and so you'll be learning, yeah, all the theories around your area of study, which is kind of generally why you'd possibly supplement it with more practical experiences through like internships or part-time jobs, which we did an episode on. We dedicated a whole episode on doing part-time jobs at universities and why it's very beneficial for your career path, your growth, like if you want extra money, all those kind of things. So definitely check that out. And then doing a bachelor's also can help you just get a job. So especially in the UK, when masters really aren't required to get a job, a lot of people just do bachelor's degrees on their own. And yeah, it's a great way to kind of open the path to kind of any industry you're really interested in. And then a last reason why you do a bachelor's degree is because it's also a prerequisite for doing a master's degree. So yeah, that's what master's degrees are looking for.
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember our first year of uni, we had modules. I loved my BA. We did the same BA, as you know. But I remember we had modules like political communication or media income methodologies. So Anouk and I both took the opportunity to kind of like try internships. And it's completely different what you're experiencing, at least in our BA, what we're experiencing in our internships and the BA itself. So it was very much complementary.
And also, I just want to say, I think even the bachelor's degree, it had like a placement module. So yeah, I think that was really good because they kind of encouraged us, even within the degree, to push towards looking for that more professional experience because they know that jobs really enjoy that. And even when you're applying to masters, which we'll get into, also kind of value that professional experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I remember we had something like, at least in France, because I don't know about that, but like in the UK, you just do an internship. But like in France, if you do an internship, for example, you need like the school need to actually like confirm the fact that they accept you to do an internship, and those kind of modules help you to have
definitely.
For an international student, that's good.
And also if you're looking for internships in the UK, it is easier to get that internship when you're doing your studies already here.
Definitely. So yeah, talking about more professional life, let's talk about the master. So master's degree is a postgraduate degree awarded by colleges and universities. So it's generally the next step after your bachelor's degree. So generally a master is shorter. So in the UK, it generally lasts 1 year if you're studying full-time. Sometimes a master's degree allow you to do part-time. So it generally lasts 2 years. You can do it alongside your work. If you don't, for example, have the money or the time, that's a good way to do a master. But you also have masters that last 2 years. And in this case, we talk about conversion course. I know my brother did it. Like he was studying a BA in international relations. And he decided to do a master's degree in landscaping and architecture, so nothing related. But this master was basically a conversion course, so it allowed him to pick up on the main like theoretical understandings, etc. And it really helped him for his professional life.
Yeah, definitely.
And you also did something like that, no? You had a BA in communication media and then you did a master's.
Yeah, I did a master's, but it was only a year because it's still pretty similar, and also the way it's created is kind of like that. But I know that so my master's, for example, is one full year, but if you do the online version, it's also 2 years because it's part-time. So basically a part-time master's would be if you're doing an internship or a job and at the same time you're doing the master's. So yeah, you also have that option for the part-time master's, which can also sometimes be online.
Yeah.
So now taking a look at kind of the benefits of a master's and why would you do a master. So the degree really gives you the opportunity to kind of specialize yourself in your field of interest. So if, for example, you did a bachelor's degree in communication, you could do a master's in political communication, so specialize yourself in what you've done previously. But then it also allows you to specialize in something new, which is really cool. So for example, I did a BA in communication and media, as Laura said, and now I'm doing a MSc in strategic marketing. So I've gone from kind of humanities to more science/business, and I'm doing something a little bit more quantitative, whereas my bachelor's are more qualitative. So I think it really shows that you should limit yourself as well to your bachelor's and that like course, because you can really kind of change. Laura said her brother did completely different master's, and although mine wasn't drastically different, it's still a different field, which I think is really interesting, and I think brings me definitely a lot of new skills that will be really useful for the workplace.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel also it's very interesting the fact to experience what's a BA and what's a BSc, because I imagine it was challenging, no, at the beginning, like but then you get used to it, and it's also like so much more like enriching, I feel, having those two perspectives. I have a BA and an MA and I love it.
Yeah,
but I also feel that like doing those two different types of degrees is very interesting.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely challenging, so you definitely have to prepare yourself for that, but any master is challenging, so I feel like honestly it's just something that comes with it, and it's definitely manageable. Like they wouldn't accept people from humanities background if they knew that they would be able to go through the course.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and also having a master's can really it can help you have a competitive edge. For example, if employers are kind of trying to distinguish two candidates, I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but sometimes having a master's can kind of help you stand out from competition, because it can shows that you're really committed to your field of study and your career. It shows that you're a hardworking student. No jokes, honestly, like doing an extra year, you know, it takes some time, takes some courage to do it. So employers are definitely going to notice that. So I feel that it can definitely help you having a competitive edge on the market. So on the same note, it can allow a faster career progression. Again, whether you have a master's or not, it will depend on your own motivation to progress in your career. That's a fact. But a master can emphasize your determination and willingness to work in a particular field, as I already said.
For sure. And then now looking at more the kind of differences between the two degrees. So a very obvious difference is obviously people are sometimes older, so you can meet people that are kind of more transitioning careers when they're doing masters, and so they'll be perhaps older, maybe in like their mid to late 20s, whereas obviously bachelor's degrees when you've just come out of, you know, your high school experience, so everyone is more or less the same age.
But I also have the example of my brother again. He had people like 40 years old because they were like transitioning careers.
Yeah.
So they basically maybe did a master before, but like they want to do something completely different, and then they decided to do the master.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally don't have people 40 years old. I have one student who's 30, but that's it. That's the maximum. Yeah. But yeah, as you said, it's sometimes you have older students. But also, at least in my example, personal example, I'd say that a master is also much more industry focused. It's so different how I approach my BA comparing to how I approach my MA. When I first arrived in the UK, I was doing my first year. I was very much thinking about my friends, about my uni, and that was it. Sometimes I was thinking, of course, about internships, but that was even like second year, wasn't even first year. But then my master, now I'm thinking much more about what job I will get after my master's, even like what the other students are like talking about, it's way more industry focused, thinking about the job market, etc. And in terms of the module as well, they're much more connected to the real world. As we said, our BA was very theoretical, and my MA is very different in that, like, we do modules that are completely related to what employers are looking for. We look at real case studies. We have networking events. So in that sense, I feel it was kind of different from the bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I feel like universities, when you start your master's, they know you're at that point in your life where you're looking more to go straight into the professional world. Whereas, you know, when you're doing a bachelor's, you could do other stuff. And so they have these like career events, as you said, networking events, like, yeah, all these things to help you kind of, you know, get to know what career you want to do, which is really helpful as well, because yeah. it is the stage in your life where you want to look for jobs, so it's helpful that universities are really pushing you and helping you in that sense.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then in terms of applications, so applying for a bachelor's degree versus master's is quite different. So for your bachelor's, you'd be applying through UCAS, and you have a limited amount of universities. For us, it was 5. I don't know if it's still the same thing. Whereas for master's, you can really apply to as many as you want. And it also kind of sometimes depends. So you can have maybe an application fee. So some things also vary.
Yeah.
They may look for different things as well.
Kind of limit yourself, the application fee. But I didn't have any. You had application
fees. Yeah, so it does depend on the university.
Exactly. And yeah, and also the course structure. I'd say it's pretty much the same, honestly, at least with our experiences. You have much more modules that we had in our BA. But in terms of my master's, I'd say it's pretty much similar. We have maybe more credits, can be sometimes more intense, but it doesn't change that much.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So yeah, let's talk about the similarities. We highlighted a few similarities. It was very hard to kind of know what was similar in our BA and our MA. Master of Science. I'm sorry, I'm so used to I'm so used to humanities, arts and humanities.
Yeah, but, to be fair, I feel like it's also more intuitive to say MA, because MA sounds like master's and exactly. BA sounds like bachelor's. Because I know you've made the mistake, so I'll say BA instead of bachelor's, because they sound the same, so it is confusing.
Let's be more inclusive. So, a first one would be the English requirements. When you're applying for your master's, it's kind of the same as your BA, as your bachelor's, again. So they generally have English requirements. So if you're an international student and you already had your bachelor's in the UK, you're completely okay. Generally, they don't expect English requirements, even though I think that some schools, Oxford, some of them are expecting still like a test. I think it's TOEFL or IELTS or something like that. But if you're doing a master's and you didn't do your bachelor's in the UK, generally they're expecting you to kind of do those tests. IELTS, TOEFL, I don't know if you have other tests, English tests, but it's still the same, English requirements.
Yeah. The only thing as well I want to point out is if you're applying for a master's in the UK and you've done a bachelor's in the UK, usually you are exempt from doing those tests because you've completed a degree in the UK. So yeah, definitely. That's just something to know as well. So that is good, because once you've done your bachelor's, you've obviously proven that you can write and read and definitely. Do everything in academic English.
That's the list.
For sure. In terms of other similarities, there's again the obvious. So the degree titles can be very similar. So you'd have, like, if you have, you know, communication, business, I don't know, event management, very specific courses, you have bachelor's and you have master's degree for them. So yeah, I think if you're studying something in your bachelor's and you're like, oh, well, maybe I should have chosen something else, well, you could possibly do that for your master's, because they'll probably have a degree with that title as well.
Definitely.
Maybe even something more specific, because you'll probably figure out you like something more specific during your bachelor's degree.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you sometimes have this niche within your own degrees, for example, communication, political communication. So mm-hmm. you could definitely specialize yourself in a similar area.
Exactly.
And in terms of the assessments, personally, we both didn't see any differences. You still have exams, coursework, essays, group projects, still the same. And the marking scheme is also very pretty much similar. So no big differences in that area.
Mm-hmm. And then a last thing we pointed out is student life. So it's not because you're doing a postgraduate degree that you have no student life. You can still enjoy socializing, and also specifically socializing on campus. So we previously said that you know, when you go to an English university, you have something called the Union, which organizes a lot of events for student life for literally everyone. So you can obviously attend all these events. Plus, what's really good is they have like specialized events for postgraduate students, which is nice because, as we said, since like postgraduate students might be a bit older as well, it's nice to be surrounded with people of your own age, or at least like you're at the same progression in your life, so you might have more, you know, things in common. So it's nice to have those specialized events as well, organized by the union on campus, so you're still very much included in that student life and you are still a student even if you're older.
Definitely. So let's talk about the question. Is it better to earn a bachelor's degree on its own, or should I also get a master's degree? Well, it depends on what job you want to do. It always goes back to the same thing. So whether you or not you want to do a master's, I feel it pretty much depends on the job you want to do later, or at least the field you want to work in. And also your own personal, like, how you're feeling. Do you think you acquired like sufficient skills or understanding of your field? I think you need to ask yourself those questions and do your own research in that aspect. And one of our advice would be to check the job or the field you want to work in to see if they're generally asking for a master's, for higher qualifications. This can kind of give you a rough idea of what they're expecting and if you need to do one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you're looking at the requirements, you'll also probably see like job descriptions. And so if you can kind of feel if you have the sufficient knowledge and possible experience to apply to that job, or if you feel like you need a master's, then go ahead and do a master's, honestly. Also, there are literally plenty of fields that don't expect you to do a master's, but also it just depends on you.
Yeah, and I agree. But also, like you said, like different fields, for example, in my field, so public relations, they don't really expect you to do a master's. Generally, like the people working in this field don't really have a master's. They have a bachelor's and that's it. And even in a different field. So it really depends. I feel up on me, for example, I wanted to gain more knowledge on the field, gain more practice, develop a real network through my master's. So that's why I did it. But I technically didn't need to do any master's.
Yeah, I think honestly for me, it was quite similar. So I didn't really have the theoretical knowledge, but I had the professional experience because for our bachelor's degree, we didn't do any business, but I did choose to do some summer internships. And so I felt like the master's in marketing could really help me with the theoretical knowledge that I didn't have, which honestly, it really is helping. And so I think it's really valuable for me in my like professional path to like just professional journey to have this.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really great, honestly.
Depends also on how much time do you want to spend in school. Do you really want to add an extra year? We mentioned it. It's still like 1 year or 2 years, so you need to be ready to do it. And if you want to finish uni faster and have a good degree, you satisfy with your degree already, then a bachelor might not be the best option.
Yeah.
A master's. I wanted to say a master's.
Get your words right.
Oh my god, I mix up all the words. It's crazy. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, you can always do a master's later. So you don't necessarily have to do a master's straight after uni, straight after you've done your bachelor's degree. Sometimes it's even better to do it later. So some universities kind of require or even strongly recommend that you've got like 1 to 2 years of experience before you do the master's, maybe so that you're sure that it's, you know, something that you really want to do. But then also on the contrary, some like masters like mine kind of look for candidates who've just come out of a bachelor's degree, so it is really important to just research and know your stuff, so you know the masters always, you're interested in
comes up to the same thing, like do your own research, know what's expected from you, know what are your limits, know what you want, like what you want to do basically, if you're ready to do a master's, if you're not ready to do a master's. It pretty much depends on you and your field.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we did some bullet points of like the key things that we think are important to ask yourself if you want to do a master's or not, if you want to go through all this.
Yeah, I can start. So the first thing, obviously, be passionate about your subject. So if you're not passionate about what you want to study for your master's, don't do it, because it is a lot of work. And so you are going to have to put in a lot of effort. So you better be passionate about the topic and really, really enjoy it. Otherwise, it's just not going to be, you know, a nice experience.
Yeah. Browse relevant job advertisement, as we said, to identify what employers value most, as industry certification accreditations are more important for certain roles.
Also, consider everything in the context of your overall career plan. So, is it something that you'll need for your job? Is it not necessary? That's really important to know.
And then finally, consider whether a master's study will give you this competitive advantage, or are you just already a strong candidate?
So that's it for this episode. We hope this gives you a quick overview of what a bachelor's and a master's degree is and has helped you understand kind of the implications and expectations of these two degree types.
So once again, let us know if you have any questions on our social media on Instagram at ISV Podcasts, and listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, but also Google Podcasts.
Yes. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.